Okay, today's daf is Chulin, daf Kuf Lamed Gimel, 133. As we keep marching in Perek HaZeroa V'Al Chayayim, today's the second to last daf in this Perek, as we continue till another week and a half, Be'ez Hashem, till the we get to the Siyam on Maseches Chulin. Okay, again, today's shiur is sponsored by the Michelson and Kozowski family. This week's shiur in memory of their grandmothers, Leah Bas Yoshua and Rachel Tzipora Bas Mordechai. Okay, continue now with Kuf Lamed Beis Mabez. Let's start with Va'amar Rav Chisda. It's about six lines up from the bottom. Yesterday we had a couple of statements, mostly about women, Kohanos, taking the Kahuna. And now we have related points in terms of what is given. And we continue. Va'amar Rav Chisda, who are you allowed to give it to? Estrim Va'arba Matanus Kahuna, Kol Kohen She'enu Baki Bohen, Enosan Lo Matana. All the 24 Matanus Kahuna, which we are going to list off today, which we've listed off already partly in the Rambam, but the Gemara at the end of today's daf lists off all the 24 minus kahuna. There are different listings. There was a Misora that there were 24. The Rishonim discussed what's categorized in which category. They all agree there's 24. The question is what you categorize within each group. But Rav Chisda says these 24, if there's a coin that's not a baki in them, you're not allowed to give them. We got to know all the halachas. What is a baki? Right? Rashi says, "Heich din matana, heich ne'achalin." How do you eat it? How do you know all the halachas about it? You only can give it to a baki. Says the Gemara, though, v'la milsi. But really, we don't paskin that way. We have less of a standard. Why? D'tani Reb Shimon Omer kol kohen she'eno mode ba'avoda ein lo chelik b'kahuna. If a kohen is not mode in the avodas, then he doesn't get a chelik in the kahuna, any of the matanas. But if he's mode in it, then he doesn't have to be such a baki, as long as he's moda. Obviously, you can't give something to an Am Haaretz, possibly, that you're worried that he's going to eat a betumah, the items that have to be in betara. But, says the Brisa, that any coin that is not moda in the avoda, ain lo chelik b'kahuna. So we're about to, let's just see the pasuk. Ain lo shenemar, ha makriv es dam ha-shlamim, ve'esachelav mibnei aron. The one who is makriv, Rashi says that means the holacha, the one who brings close the blood of the shlamim and the chelev, lo tiyah bibnei aron, lo tiyah to him, should be shokayim in lamana. To them, he is going to get the shok. This is talking about the karmen shlamim. The chazay and the shok will be to him. So we darshan, the one who is makriv, the one who, he's only, if he's being makriv, he's being part of the avoda. He's obviously moda in the avoda. So only somebody like that could get the shokayamin limana. And we're going to darshan that it's not only halacha, but it's also the other avodas as well. But even before we do that, the language here was any coin that's moda or not moda in the avoda. What exactly does that mean? What do you mean you're moda in the avoda? So Rashi says, third wide line, she'ena moda bi'avoda, she'amar b'libo divrei hevelhein. What does it mean that you're not moda in the avoda? You say it's nonsense. V'lo tziva ha-makom la-hakrim lo karbanas. Hashem never commanded us to bring karbanas. Ela Moshe b'admi libo. Moshe made it up. That is what it means to say that lo moda b'hakrava. That is the Rashi. The Ritva says, how could Rashi say this? Somebody's not moda that Hashem gave Moshe the Torah. What, and he's not good for avoda? He's a kofer b'ikr. So what does Rashi mean? That, oh, he's somebody that moda b'avodas, he can't give him the matanas. He's a kofer. He's an apikoros. Says the Ritva, quoting Rashi, V'loni hirali dim kain my ein lo chela ka mechayev misa shekofer b'toras Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, what does he mean chayev misa? The Achronim trying to figure it out. But either way, the Ritva says he's kofer. So the Ritva says, no, it can't mean what Rashi does. Totally just denies it. He just says it's nonsense. El haki pirusho. She'enam bode b'miksas avodos. She'omer she'enam tzrichos ve'enam chova. Afal pi she'amra Moshe mipi agvura enam la'akev. He says things like chila and not b'di'eved. That's what enam bode means. Yeah, you don't really need this. And that's more like, you know, what we're familiar with. You really need this detail. You really need this part. Yeah, I'm doing it. I have to go crazy with every detail of this mitzvah. So that's what the Ritva says. It means that I'm not, I say it's lechad chila. It says it in the Torah. Yeah, but is that the Chazal understand it to be ma'akev? It's not ma'akev. So that is somebody who is in a moda ba'avoda. Based on this Ritva, the Chazonish in, did I bring it? Oh, I think I got it. The Chazon Ish writes in Hilchos Shechita, I think it's Siman Ches, it's where he talks about where his famous piece is about the Moridin v'lo Malin, that all those halachas don't apply b'zman hazeh, because nowadays everybody has the halachas of Tinek Shenishvas, and it's upon us to be Makariv all with Avosos Ha'ahava, with ropes of love. So in that, right after, the next column in that same piece, the Chazon Ish says that he discusses what is the halacha. Who has the halacha of a kofar? So he talks about what if somebody accepts Torah Shebechzal, doesn't accept certain parts of Torah Shebal Peh. What if he accepts Torah Shebal Peh, but he doesn't accept the koach of the chachamim in certain cases? So he brings this ritva as an example. This ritva is talking about somebody who accepts the Torah, the validity of the Torah, right? He argues with Rashi, but he says that, l'chadchila it's abidyeved, that's part of Torah Shebal Peh. And it's clear from the Gemara that he's not a kofar be'ikar, because he only cannot get matanis. But he's still a Jew, so he quotes the Mishnah Dvar, and that's what he thinks. That's if somebody accepts Torah Min HaShemayim, right, like the Ritva's Kasha on Rashi, he accepts Torah Min HaShemayim, and he argues on a certain detail that he does not accept, that is not called a Kofar Be'ikar, and he quotes, again, this Ritva in Chulin, Kuf Lamed Beis. That's the Chazon Ish. I did bring it. Here it is. It says, the Iker Din Kofar B'Torah Shabal Peh. Quotes a Rashba Bachuva, Dino Kof Kamur Lakala Tarakula. Falachain that he quotes, Awadara Tema, Falachain Nira, Dino Mamin, Bidiv Khazal, Shihiskar Arashba, Hiroshina Mamin Bachayim Shal Yisraeli, Hakvum Api Khazal, Apiat we deny everything that the Khazal have a power to say something. But if you're Namadakti in a mitzvah, and you think in a certain area that's not the halacha, that's not a kofar baker. Vachain Mavor Baritva, Khulun Kofame Bez Vakhulu. And he quotes our Ritva. Okay. Says the Gemara now. Oh, one other ha'ara, and that is, what else could Eino Modeh B'Avodah mean? So the Chassam Sofer has another suggestion. Chassam Sofer says, we know there's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, famous machlokas. At the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, what's the purpose of Karbanos? The Rambam has a difficult line in the Mor Nevuchim, where the Rambam says, Karbanos are all about Avodah Zara weaning. Because they were all Osek and Avodah Zara, and there was a big taiva for Avodah Zara before the Anshei Knesset HaGadola killed the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zara. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu had to give us an outlet. I know you really want to do Avodah Zara, so let me give you Karbanos. Says the Ramban, that's what it's all about. It's all about prevention of Avodah Zara. So what about Noach? There was no Avodah Zara then, and he brought a Karban. What about Adam? What? It can't be. Every detail is connected to Avodah Zara. So that's the machlokas between the Rambam, thank you, and the Ramban. But the Chassam Sofer points out that the Rambam himself, if you look at the Rambam, we discussed this in a Parsha Shir, the Rambam at the end of Sefer Karbano, Sefer Avoda, the end of Hilchos Me'ila, he talks all about, or also the end of Tzmura, the end of Sefer Karbanos, he talks all about the secrets and the special qualities of Karbanos. Like the Ramban says. So says the Chassam Sofer, it can't be that all the Rambam is saying, which most say, such a bidyeved approach to Karbanos, it has to be the Rambam also agrees to that. But why does he say the other element? He says as follows. We know that Chazal tell us that building a matseva used to be beautiful. Ahuva lefnei amako. We're in Sefer Bereishis now. So all the avos built matsevas. But what did Chazal say? We can't build matsevas anymore. Parsha Shoftim. L'sakam l'cha matseva asher sani Hashem alokecha. Now he hates it, even though he used to love it. What changed? Because now the Umos Ha'olam picked up building matsevas for their gods. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, even though we had it first, you can't use that when you serve me. That's what happened with Matseva. So says the Chassam Sofer, that's what's going on here. I might have thought that yes, there's amazing secrets about Karbanos and amazing qualities and representation, but I might have thought that Hashem should have answered it because the other nations picked up on it. And therefore, it should be usher, just like Matseva is usher. Kamashvon, that's the other reason in the Rambam. The reason in the Rambam is that we need it for us so that we don't go to Avodah Zarah. So we need it as a Syag Daraisa, so to speak. We need it as a Gzeira. But said the Chassam Sofer, nobody should ever believe that all the Karbanos are about is this prevention of Avodah Zarah. That's what our Gemara means. Kol She'ein Lo, anybody who's not Moda Ba'avoda. What do you mean Moda? Moda that there's so much there. Moda that there's so much symbolism. So that's in Lechel Karbanos. Even the Rambam, says the Chassam Sofer, would agree, there's a lot more than meets the eye. You can't just go by that Rambam that the Ramban quotes. We have to look at all the Rambams in a unit. Okay, so we have the Rashi, the Ritva, and the Chassam Sofer. Three answers for that first line. But we continue now in the Braisa. Ein li ela zebilvad. I only know that if somebody is moda in the holacha, hamakrav here means the holacha sadam, or the chaylev, where you bring in the chaylev to burn. I only know that this is by those avodas. If you're moda in those, minayin larabos. How do I know chameshes avodas? Other 15 kagon hayitzikos baruch Hashem. We have chazar maseches menachas hayitzikos pouring the oil onto the karbanas mincha. Vabalilos mixing the oil in. We spoke then that seems from this brisa and other sources that these all have to be done by a kohen, right? Because these are all avodas of the kahuna. Vapesisos and crushing up the baked minachos in order to make it pasos osapisim, right? To fulfill that mitzvah. Vamalichos and salting the karbanos, including the minchas. Tenufos, the karbanos mincha that need waving to wave. Vagashos, the karbanos mincha that need to be brought close to the mizbeach. You bring it close. Rashi quotes from the Mishnah in Maseches Menachos. Some need hagasha, some need tenufa, some need both, some need neither. Vakemitzos, and doing kemitza, the first avoda of the karban mincha. Haktaros, burning them. Vahamalikos, doing malika to the birds that are being offered, the kabalos and the kabalas adam, the hazaos and all of the sprinklings, all of these you have to be moda in all of these. So the same halacha applies. Vashka sota and the giving to drink of the sota, va'arifas egla arufa and the breaking of the neck of the egla arufa. That's a tough one. Chaim Kanievsky talks about this in his sefer on egla arufa. He has a whole sefer on egla arufa called Nachal Eson. So in that sefer, he talks about, doesn't seem that way in the text of the Torah Shebichsav, that the Kohanim have to be the ones that break the neck, the Zakenim go out, and the Kohanim say, so he talks about it seems like from this, that the Kohanim are doing something. Vitaras Mitzora, and being Mitar, the Mitzora, the whole Avoda. Oh, is it an Avoda? Is the Egla Rufa an Avoda? We compare, there's a lot of comparison between the Egla Rufa and the Paraduma. A lot of the Halachas are compared, so it seems like from here, if the Kohen needs to do it, at least part of it, it seems like it's somewhat of an avoda, even though it's done outside the Beis HaMikdash, like Paraduma. Sir Lazazel, is that done, right? Also, all of these done outside the Beis HaMikdash, they're in the world of avoda. Vinesias Kapayim, Ben Mivim Machutz, Duchening, in the Mikdash, or outside the Mikdash. We'll come back to that, but how do I know all of these are included? Tamalomar, Mi B'nei Aharon. Avoda ha'amur l'bnei Aaron applies to any avoda that's said to the bnei Aaron. For call kohen she'ina moda boy and lechelik b'kahuna. Any kohen that's not moda doesn't have a chelik in the kahuna. So what do we darshan? Now we're getting to the question. Time adina moda ba. The only reason that we wouldn't give him a portion is if he's not moda. He denies ha'moda ba avagav dino baki bahen. Period. But as long as he's moda in it, even if he's not the greatest Talmud Chacham in the world, he doesn't know every detail, still that'll be enough to give to him these matanos. Again, obviously he has to be know the basics in order to eat a patara by the items that have to be in patara, but to stay in a state of tara, but other than that, he does not have to be a baki. Period. We could speak about a lot that are on and off the list. Rashi points out, we had a whole Daf Be'in Shir, two Daf Be'in Shirs about this. Yerashi on the third line. Shchita lo kachashiv. Sh'afazar kasher ba. Shchita ksheir bizar, Rashi says. That's the only avoda not on the list. Because a shchita, shchita's behema. Not of a bird. A bird needs malika. That is on the list. But a shchita of an animal is not on the list because avzar kasher ba, azar could do it. So that's not called, that's not on this whole list of items that a kohen must do. Tosas also talks about on top, usually, Maseches Zvachim and elsewhere, Kabbalas Hadam, that second avoda which is on the list, is learned out from the word in the Torah that says Hamakriv. Hamakriv, teach me Kabbalah. Remember, mi Kabbalah ve'elach mitzvahs kahuna, the whole source that Shechita lal avodahi, and a Zar could do only Shechita, not Peas, is learned out from the word Hamakriv in Parshas Vayikra, and that means Kabbalah. So while here do we darshan Makriv as Holacha, and Kabbalah is separate, has to be included. Top Tosfos, Tabak like Kabbalahs, may Hamakriv is Damashlamim. Dakrava Havi Lashon Kabbalah, like we learned in Menachos and elsewhere. So Tosfos says, you can't say here Makriv means Kabbalah, because it mentions Chelev also. There's no Kabbalah by Chelev. By Dam, there's Kabbalah Dam, but by Chelev, you just cut the animal and then burn it. So you can't say Makriv here means Kabbalah, that's why here Makriv has to mean only Holacha, bringing it close. Number one. Number two. Again, there's a lot by Shechita Lav Avoda. Maybe at the end of this time, we'll chazer more. Just one other halacha that I wanted to mention, and that is related to duchening, nesias kapayim. So obviously, only a kohen could duchen. And there's a whole discussion of a zar in duchening. If a zar gets out the duchen, is that an isser asay? It's the first page of the second chelik of the Mishnah Berurah. There are more quotes to Rishonim related to this. If a zar, let's say somebody feels bad, he davened in a shul in Eretz Yisrael, where there's hardly any kohanim, he feels bad, they miss duchening every day. So you know what? Nobody knows me too much. I'm going to go duchen. So is that really bad? Is that an isser daraisa? Is that just being? Let's say he doesn't say the bracha. Okay, let's say I guess there are other kohanim there, but I want to be a kohen. I want to say. Right, he wants to say the words. Just saying the words, Yivrach Hashem Yishmerecha, not saying the bracha. So is that an Isser Asay? That's a big discussion, but here it's clear the Kohanim do it. But Beimi Bachutz, it's an Avoda outside the Beis HaMikdash too? Duchening and Shul? I just heard Duchening 20 minutes ago. Right? That's an Avoda? So assuming that's an Avoda, this has come up in other Shiurim, there's an important question in Ha'ara that Reb Chaim has. We know there is a major Machlokas we've shown him, whether davening every day is a Mitzvah D'oraisa or not. Rambam and Rabban, another Machlokas. The Rambam says clearly that duchening every day is a duchening. That duchening is for sure a daraisa, but davening every day is a mitzvah daraisa. The Rambam in Mitzvah Hey, the fifth mitzvah say, the Rambam says that is a mitzvah daraisa to daven every single day. And the Rabban says no, it's just a chesed of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He gives us the opportunity to daven, but it is not a chiyuv. Only a sara is a chiyuv. That's the machlokas the Rambam and the Rambban asked. Talmidim to Reb Chaim, the Emek Bracha quotes this on page Tezvav, Talmud of Reb Chaim. If the Emek Bracha, according to the Ramban, that duchening is only Durabanan. So how is it possible? We know you need to, what the davening is. If davening is Durabanan according to the Ramban, how is it possible that we know duchening, the Sias Kapayim, is Mitzvah Daraisa? But Daraisa is only in the context of Avoda, like our Braisa says. It's part of Avoda. The Sias Kapayim is part of Avoda Sakoin. Right, the eating shroom is not on the list. The Kohen could also only do that. But that's not an Avoda. That's why it's not on the list. But Duchening is part of Avoda. It's in the context of Avoda. So the Sias Kapayim is Daraisa. But if Davening is only Darabanan, so it's Avoda Sebelev only Darabanan, you could have Duchening Daraisa in the context of a Davening Darabanan? How do you work that? How could the Ramban say, well, you can say Duchening today is only Darabanan? No. So says that was the question of Reb Chaim. How could the Ramban, who holds davening, is Darabanan, Shelo Be'Sara, how could he say that duchening could be Daraisa in the Darabanan context? So says Reb Chaim beautifully that, no, even the Ramban would agree. Even if you want to say the Chiyuv to daven is Darabanan, once we daven, that's a Kiyum Daraisa. That's a biblically recognized prayer. Even though the chi of the machlokas between the Rambam and the Rabban is only on the obligation level, is the chi of daraisa, is the chi of the Rabbanan. But once you daven, it's for sure a kiyum daraisa. Right? That's the difference, as we know many times, between the chi of something and the kiyum of something. Women have no chi to shake a lulav. If they shake a lulav, they get a kiyum daraisa. And they, okay, Ashkenazic customs, they can make a bracha. Asherkin is shana b'misosav, because they're doing a mitzvah daraisa, even though they weren't obligated to it. That's Reb Chaim. Tiafla sover in the tefillah de Rabbanon. Hayro dafka chovas ha-tefillah. To midaraisa like a chiyuva lehispalel. Aval inyin ha-tefillah. Havi midaraisa l'kuli alma. V'hispalel shaper mekayim mitzvah daraisa u'mikri avoda. And therefore, one should know that once one is doing it, even according to the Ramban, it is avoda. Okay, it's an important ha'ara of Reb Chaim, quoted here in the Emek Bracha Rav Parmanchik. We now continue. Get Shechita Lavavoda. We'll wait to see if this time at the end to talk more about it. We go weiter. Amr Rabbi Abba, Amr Ravuna Marav, and all these blatter about who you're allowed to give the Zerua, these matanas to, Zerua L'chaim L'keva. They're chulin, who you're allowed to give it to, what you have to be careful about. So we continue with those halachas. Chutin Shebelechi, the chutin, the blood vessels in the lechi, right, the lechayayim. Those blood vessels, asurim, they are asur. Rashi says, mishum dam. They're full of blood, and therefore you're not allowed to eat them. Mishum dam. For kalkoin shein yodea litzlon, a nozon lamatana. Any coin that does not know how to remove those chutim, those blood vessels, you're not allowed to give them the matana, because it's lifnei iver. It's lifnei iver that they're going to eat the blood in nisa daraisa. And the Gemara says, velohi, really we don't pasken that way. Because why? You don't have to take them out. There are other ways to remove the blood. Ibatavya, if you roast it, made the divey. The blood drips out. And therefore, you can give it to him, even though he doesn't know, because he'll roast it. Even though he does not know how to take it out. Obviously, if somebody doesn't know the halacha, that blood is asur, you're not allowed to give it to him. But if he doesn't know how to take it out, that's okay, because you could roast it. Or, v'ila kedera, and if He wants to cook it. If you cut it, umalach lahu, and salt it, made of divi, that also. Right? Also another way to remove the blood. Either by roasting it over an open flame and the blood drips out. If I'm gonna cook it, so I could cut it up and salt it, that also would remove the blood. Rishonim medayek here, we had this earlier, Rishonim medayek here, you only have to cut it for the salting, you don't have to cut it for the roasting. Because it says, if you roast it, the blood will come out. If you don't roast it, then you have to cut it and salt it. So it sounds like you don't have to cut it by the roasting for the blood to come out. Just roast it. That's the diak. Whether that diak is correct, that's the machlokas we've shown him, that we had, that came up earlier when we spoke about malicha. But that is for the, those days when people did their own malicha. Yeah?
What about lamashcha?
What about lamashcha? They have to eat it, they have to eat it properly, like we had yesterday. Right, you have to eat it sli. So, yes, yeah, lachachila. If you want to eat, maybe you want to eat the, I don't think it's a dinli kuva, kederach shem malacham okla. What if you like eating it cooked more? Right, lamashcha. Am I going to have to eat things roasted if I don't like it being roasted? What if I like things being cooked?
It says,
Einachot Elatzli. Right, Einachot Elatzli. So I don't know if that's right, according to this halacha, you have to say that he's not doing that. Amar Rava. We continue now. Big Gersa issue. Is this Rava or is this Rabba? So there are two issues there's a big fuss about the Gersa. Rashi, Tosas, the Bach. Number one is, who would be talking to Rav Yosef? Right, that's question number one. Rabba is usually the one that's always with Rav Yosef. Question number two is, who's a Kohen? Who's a Kohen? Rava, Rashi says, on the first wide line, Rashi says Rava's a Kohen. Other sources, Ratosis and the Bana Tosis says Rabba was a Kohen from Beis Eli. So the big discussion here about who's a Kohen, and a generational thing, and a Shevet thing, and a Kohen thing. That's what the big discussion in the Girsa. We're going to go with Rava, that's what Rashi has. The Bana Tosis change it, but we're going to go with our Girsa. Amar Rava, Badaglaun Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef wants to ask us a Kasha. Give us a Bedik, give us a Bechina. Hi, Kana Dechatev Matanasa. A Kohen that goes and grabs Matanas. So, what's the halacha with him? Rashi here says, from children. Why dafka from children? Chassam Sofer we had on Friday. Chassam Sofer, because if it was older people, then it already belongs to the Kohen. Zachal Adam Shlomo Fanav, so grabbing it would be stealing. So it's only children. That's Chassam Sofer quoted Rashi too. He's like, on Friday he said Tinokos, and here also he says Tinokos. So, a Kohen that goes and grabs Matanas. Chibuvi kamachabev mitzvah. Should we say that he just loves doing the mitzvah, and he is beloved to him, and that's why he's trying to grab it? Ozil Zuli comes out of the mitzvah, or is it a bad thing to do? What kind of bizayin is it grabbing? So, how do we look at this? Theron right here says, it must be that if he doesn't go back to the owner afterwards and say, I did this, could I have it, it's for sure stealing. Even if the coin doesn't have it yet, so it belongs to the original owner. It must be a case where after he took it, he goes back and is mefayis, the original owner, asking him if I could have it. That's the only possibility that you'd say chibuve mitzvah. Upashitna le, but either way, the answer is that we reject it. Vinosan, v'loshita mayasmo. It has to be given. Cannot be grabbed by itself. Amar Abaya, Meresha vechatifna matanasa. Abaya says, if you take the pashas of the story, I used to grab matanas. Abaya was a Kohen. Amina chibuve kamach mechabivna mitzvah. I said to myself, it's chibuv mitzvah. Kiva the shaman alaha v'nasa v'loshita mayatzma. Once I heard that, mechtav lo chatifna. I stopped grabbing. Meimar amri havuli. But I used to tell them, can I please have it? And once I heard that, it's also not appropriate. The pasuk by the children of Eli, Rabbi Meir Omer, Bnei Shmuel, Chelkam. The Bnei Shmuel, not the Bnei. This is later. It's Paraches, right? The children of Shmuel who also did not follow his path. Bnei Shmuel, Chelkam, Sha'alu b'fihem. Right, they asked for their chelek, but they did even worse. They grabbed things. So, Bnei Shmuel, sha'alu b'fihem. They asked for it, which was also inappropriate. That's what it means, vayatu achrei abatza. So, meimar nami lo amina, I also didn't ask for it. I said, Abaya, I stopped asking for the matanos. But v'yavu li shakelna, but I took it if they gave it to me.
But yeah. It was Bnei Shmuel grabbing.
What? They were levium. See, they were levium. Right, so, we mentioned before about the levium, about the overlap between the Levium and the Kohanim. You can say that was also part of the problem, but they were Levium. Okay. Kiva the Shaman Allah Tanya, and once I heard, says Abaya, the following, what we know from Maseches Yuma, Hatsnu by the Lechem Aponim. when the Gemara says that usually the bracha was not the shorah b'isa. So what, before when Shimon HaTzadik was a Kohen Gadol, there was great bracha, and everybody got a little piece of lachem upon him, and they kept it. But after Shimon HaTzadik, there was no bracha b'isa. So the tznuim, Moshe Nesidayim, the tznuim pulled back their hands. They didn't eat from the. They didn't take a portion of the lachem upon him. V'agagaranim chokim. And the gagaranim, the gluttons, used to take and split up the lechem upon him. So once I heard that abaya, that, you know, if once there's a machlokas about something, you stay away. So mishkanayim elosha kilna, I didn't even take that. Labar malayomi dikipori, except for Erev Yom Kippur. Once a year I took it, why? Lachzuki nafshi bakani. So people realize that I'm a Kohen. So I did that so people know that I'm a Kohen. I did that once. So, but that's the only time. Every line here is chock full. Let's just do one more line and then we'll talk. V'lifros yadei, why didn't you just go by duchening? Why does he have to take it at all? Which again, as Josh asked me yesterday, it sounds like from today's Gemara, and it sounds like from yesterday's Gemara pretty clearly, that all these Babylonian rabbis took Zerol HaChayayim and Keva. And it was Lamaisa then. When we started the parak, we spoke about, you know, is it Lamaisa? There's a Minag Natu? Why not? Is it a Chutzlar? Is it this? All these Gemaras sound like yesterday. All the Gemaras that they took for their wives. Right? A lot of them were in Bavel. Right? So it sounds like it was all Lamaisa. But anyway, it says the Gemara, so why don't you just duchen it? What do you mean duchening? It was in Bavel. So again, when did the minhag start of not duchening in Chutz La'aretz? Also a good question. When did it start? When did that stop? I'm not sure. I should have done more research, but that stopped. I'm sure it's pretty clear. But either way, maybe at least on Yontif. So why isn't it enough to the duchening? Ansi lei idnei. Wow. What is that line? The time was ma'anes him. What does it mean his time was ma'anes him? Rashi seems to say he was too busy giving shiurim, he never got to daven with a minyan. Wow. Rashi says, Antile idne, itim shakava l'talmidav, hayutardim oso, milises kapav, shahya osik l'talmidav, ba'esha tzibur, ne'asafin, l'beis ha'knesses. Wow. Some say that Rashi only means that he never got to daven in shul with a minyan where people would see him. Maybe he davened in his base medrash, which was like a private yeshiva minyan. So that's why nobody saw that he was publicly a Kohen. Come on, never daven with a minyan. So he went to Abaya. So come on, brachas. They always supposed to daven where you learn. So he always did that. He never daven in the public shul. Maybe that's what it means. But either Rashi might mean. So again, we're talking about Abaya. There's no basis for anybody Bisman Hazen not to daven with a minyan, but it's a baya. If you look on the Riff and the Rosh, they give it a different shot. They see Ansi Idnei means he had stomach problems, so he never could had enough time to like go and wash his hands and wait for the chazan and take off and duchen. That's why he never could be able to duchen, because Ansi Idnei he had stomach issues, and therefore he was never able to duchen.
They went before it's the time in the basement.
I'm sorry. They would do it in a base medrash, but it's not like that Sibu would be there. It would just be his talmidim to see him. He would duchen. But if it was on Yantiv, it would be they were learning on Yantiv also. Okay, period. The number of points to talk about here. First of all, this Gemara is one of the sources, and the Gemara Yuma is one of the sources for not being involved in machlokes whenever there's a mitzvah involved. I just saw on Friday I went to pay a shiva call. Many know of Benny Eisner. Knew of Benny Eisner, Zechron Levracha, and I went to pay a shiva call. So I saw it's public now. He has a tzava. There are 19 things in the tzava that he wrote. So one of the things is, he says, Borech mena machlokes, and it's more important to daven for the yamid than to say kaddish. But if there's any in a shul way, let's say only one person says kaddish, but if there's any machlokes about anything, be mevata, it's a bigger schus. It's a bigger schluss. Just be mevater. If there's any machlokas, borech mina machlokas, let the other avelim do whatever they want. Because borech mina machlokas. So the Shulchan Aruch, I brought the Aruch HaShulchan today. The Aruch HaShulchan says, in Hilchos Kaddish, that's where this comes up. Where did the discussion about machlokas and shul come up? It comes up with who's the chazin and saying Kaddish. Because right, before Rabbi Kiva Eger, only one person said Kaddish. Only one yasam. They switched off. But Bezmar Rabbi Kiva Eger, during one of the plagues where there's so many Yisomim, Rachman al Islan, so he instituted that more than one Yasom could say Kaddish. But until before 300 years ago, only one person said it. Said the Aruch HaShulchan, this is a Nun Gimel Chav Beis, V'chal Mitzvah, Shehu Kem B'machlokas, Eina Mitzvah, V'lo Yiskotet Lasos Mitzvah, She'enu Mutelas Alav, Shaharei! What's the raya? Achilas kachim bevatai mitzvah gedolahi. Umikal makam shaninu balachem upon him. Shatsnu im moshchem es yedeyim eachaluka. Im miskotitim ba'adze. V'yalze amru kolashom archosav zoche v'roa b'yesh elokim. You gotta always think about what our ways are. Even if I think I'm involved in a mitzvah, it's a great schus for the niftar. Shalom is the greatest chus for the niftar. Osa shalom bimromav, uya asa shalom aleinu, so this shalom bimromav. So that's a greater chus for the niftar. Okay, that's related to that. Eating on Erev Yom Kippur. Okay, Bezer, hopefully we'll have a share about that tomorrow night. That'll be, we spoke about that, I think, in a Shabbat Shuvah drasha, but we never had it on a weekday to take notes on it, to maybe expand about it. So I think, unless we had that before, I think that'll be the tomorrow night's Daf Be'i and Shir, related to this. Amar of Yosef. Could also talk about Chatzis Shir B'mitzvahs, which also, this Gemara in Yuma is based on, maybe they didn't, there's a Tosas Yeshanim there in Yuma Lamates that says the reason that they didn't take was not because it was Machlokas. It was because they couldn't get a Shir. It was a Chatzis Shir. And there's no mitzvah to eat a Chatzis Shir. Chatzis Shir only applies by Averis. Eating half a Gezeis of Treif is an Avera. But half a Gezeis of Matzah is worthless, says the Tosfos Yeshanim, possibly, in one reading of the Tosfos Yeshanim. So maybe that's why they were Moshe Chideim. Okay, either way. Svaiter, Amar of Yosei, Haikana to Islate, Serve Meir Abanam Bishavivusei, if there's a Kohen who has a great rabbi in his neighborhood, Vetachikale Milse, who's very poor, and he wants to give him the Zerol HaChaim in the Keva, Liz Kile Matanasa, he could be Mazakeh for him, Afal Gabdel Asi Liyadei, even before he gets it. Meaning the Kohen, before the Kohen gets it, he knows that he's getting Zerol Chaim Lekeva. Before he even gets it, he could say, it belongs to Yosef, the Ani. It belongs to him. He could be Mizaket even before he gets it. How is that possible? B'makire kuhuna v'lavia. By makire kuhuna. Another Shas topic. Chock full today. What's makire kuhuna? The Gemara in Gittin talks about, if there is a Kohen that I usually give my matanas to, that the neighborhood gives the matanas to, it's as if it's his before he even gets it. Makire kuhuna, your friends, your makirim, your friends. Makire kuhuna is a form of kinyan. Machlokes is a daraisa, is a darabanan, pashas is daraisa. And it can work on a daraisa level, makire kuhuna. There's a discussion exactly how that works. Rashi and Gittin, there on Daflamid, where the main sugya is, says, how it works is because I'm the coin that everybody gives matanas to, because it all goes to me, the other coinim have yeyush. Because they know it's going to me. So if they have yeyush, I'm the only coin that it's magiali, so I'm a zocha to it. Otherwise, without the makiri kahuna, the whole shevet kahuna owns it. So why is one coin more than the other coin? Right? We said, mamush ein lo tovim. But the second that they always give it to me, so they have yeyush. If they have yeyush, they give up hopes. So that's why it works for me. That's Rashi's lashon. What?
It only works for matanim.
It only also works by truma. It also works by other minus kahuna. It doesn't by just giving up. If I always give gifts to somebody, I don't know if it's going to work there, but it works here by Makire Kahuna. If you want more on Makire Kahuna, there's Rabbi Daniel Feldman in one of his Svarim, Bina Besvarim, has everything you want to know about Makire Kahuna and Bina Besvarim Chelik Beis in his second volume of his Sidra. But to look there, Makire Kahuna. Okay, again, we don't have time right now. Anyway, Rav Averif Safrik Lola Bey Mar Yochana Bred Rav Chana Bar Ada. V'yami Lola Bey Mar Yochana Bred Rav Chana Bar Bizna. Okay, Rav and Rav Safrik came to somebody's house. Avid Luhu Igla Tilsa. They brought for them an Igla Tilsa, which means either an egg, the third egg out to be born to its mother, or it was a third grown, mature. Either way, it was a fancy piece of meat. Amarle Rav Lashame. Rav says to the servant of the host of the party, the host of the house. The servant was a Kohen. So Rav says, Zachila Matanasa, could you please be zochet to us the matana? I would love to have the tongue. That tongue is which is part of the lechayayim. I would love to have it in mustard, right? Which is fancy. So Rava asked him, could you be zochet it to us? Was Rava himself a Kohen? Rashi says yes. So why did he have to say be zochet? Why can't he just say, give it to me? I'm a Kohen. Why couldn't he say that? So Rashi says he didn't want to say that beferish, because as we said just said before, it's not appropriate to ask for it beferish, to grab it. So he wanted to get it b'toras Yisrael. He wanted the other guy to have it as the Kohen, and can I please have it? Can you be zochet to me? So zochila he did. Rava achal, Rav Safra lo achal. Rava ate from it, Rav Safra did not. Akra yuol Rav Safra b'chalma. That night Rav Safra had a dream with the following pasuk. Right, what's the musar? We should all have dreams with psukim read to us. Ma de beged b'yom kara. If somebody wears worn out clothes on a cold day, chometz al neser, it's worthless, just like pouring vinegar on neser. Vishar bashirim al levra. It's like singing songs of Torah to somebody with a bad heart. So Rav Safra took this as a sign that he did something wrong. Asal kami de Rav Yosef. So he came in front of Rav Yosef. Amar lei, zomi mishub da avri ashmaitza damar akrin rahachi. Maybe it's because I violated what you said. This pasuk was said to me. What, Rav Yosef was the one that said you could be zochid on behalf of another person. So Rav Safra didn't rely on that. He didn't need it. So Rav Safra says, is that why they told me this pasuk? Because I didn't listen to your heter? So Amar lei, Rav Yosef says, no. No, I never said it was mutter in this case. Ki amriya na ba'acher. When did I say it was mutter? By an acher, meaning a clear third party. Shama'a ba'karchi mizaki. But this servant had no choice. Rava was such a chasha person, he says, could you please give it to me? If Rav Moshe Feinstein asked me something, I'm going to say no. Rava said to him, so of course he was going to say yes. V'chi amriya na lamanda lefsherle. Also, I only said it with as a poor person. Ha efsherle, but ha, this is efsherle. So, you didn't do anything wrong. So Rav Safra says, one second, Vela my time akron hachi. It's why they read me that pasuk in my dream. So the Gemara says, Klapei Rava. Really, they were talking about Rava. What Rava did. Rava did something inappropriate. Velikrin la Rava. So why didn't Rava have the dream? Why did I have the dream? Rava nizof have. Whoa. Rava was excommunicated. He was nazuf from Shamayim. What does that mean? Rashi quotes, either based on this story, or based on Gemara Maseches Tainis, which Rashi quotes, where Rava demanded Hashem make it rain for a certain purpose that was not the greatest ulterior purpose, and his father came to Rava and said, why'd you do that? You were Matriach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, you're Nizuf LaShamayim. So, one of those two stories that occurred. Again, we're talking about the great Rava. So we have to realize maybe it was only on the level that he was at. He did something inappropriate, which maybe then afterwards was resolved. Abai says, what's the pashas of the pasuk talking about? What is that it says that you sing songs to a levra? What's the pashas? Amalei, b'shona l'tamachino hagun. Teaching an inappropriate Talmud, a Talmud who has a bad attitude. This doesn't mean somebody who doesn't know anything. That's obviously what Talmidim are about. But if somebody who has a bad attitude, that he wants to take Torah and pervert it, not shalom lishma, that like a regular high school kid who's not interested in learning, that's not Talmud she'eino hagun. That's somebody who's Talmud she'eino yodea. But if somebody who has this attitude that he wants to take Torah and pervert it to be makanter, as Tosfos says in various places, that's a Talmud she'eino hagun. Talmud Rav Yehuda Marav, kol hashon on Talmud she'eino hagun, nofal begehenim. Falls into Gehenim. The Ben Yoyada says, doesn't say nidon begehenim. You're not going to get judged begehenim. You're just going to be nofel, because you're going to go down there to see what's going on there, to see about this Talmud that's going to be there. Nofel, and then you're going to come out. But you're going to get burned a little bit by being there. Shene'emar, kol choshech tamun litzvunav, all darkness is hidden for is hidden away for its tzvunav. Tochlu eish lo nupach, it'll be eaten by a fire that does not have to be fanned. Yera sarid ba'ahalo. That will happen because you have a sarid who's bad in your tent. Period. Okay, so we've got to be careful who we teach. Viter. It's like throwing an Evan to Marcolus. The Mepharshim pointed out, we have this back in Sanhedrin. What if I throw a rock at the Marcolus of Avodah Zarah because I want to be Mevaze it? You know what? I'm still Chayef for Avodah Zarah. Because that's the way you serve it. Even though you think you're doing nothing, right? Well, you think you're doing something positive, you're really doing going to be something negative. That's the pshat here. You think teaching this person is something positive, but it really is something negative. Shene'emar, kitzror evin b'mar gama, ke nosin laksil kavod. Just like throwing a stone, so too teaching giving kavod to a ksil. See on the side, other Rishonim have this gerusas, we'll read it too. Ve'in kavod el atara, shene'emar kavod chamim yinchalu tmim yinchalu tov, amri chamar chanina, kol ha'osa tova l'mishin yodea ki luzor gevel l'markolis. That also is quoted here, if you do good for somebody, you don't tell them about it, so you don't breed the achdus, so then it's like throwing an evan to markolis. The shene'emar kitzor evan v'chulu v'ksiv lo nave l'chsil tanuk. Right, okay, period. That's what most we showed him at that gear, so we'll quote it as well. Just one ha'ara, the Shulchan Aruch Harav. The first Lubavitcher Rebbe writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah, which is one of his major works, he quotes our Gemara, not teaching to a Talmud she'eino hagun, and then he says, first, get his attitudes proper, get him following the straight and the narrow, and then teach him. But if it's impossible, and he wants to learn anyway, and he's not leaving, so then, te'smol dochev yimin mekareves. Then try your best. Viloki Yeshua ben Prachya shedacha leploni b'shtei yadayim. If he's there, so okay, don't throw him out and leave him off the there. Find a context which is not dangerous to the other students, but gives him an outlet. You can't sacrifice the other students based on it, but you give him some type of outlet. Okay, period. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that we had on yesterday's daf that if I have a partnership with a Kohen or a non-Jew in an animal, then there's a patur from the matanas, but I have to make a mark on the meat to make sure people realize that this is meat that's patur from matanas. So, says the Gemara, even with a guy, your partnership with a guy, you have to mark. You only have to mark off if you have a partnership with a Kohen. Then you have to mark off. But if you have a partnership with a guy, or it's Psuli HaMikdashim, then somehow it's going to be clear anyway. Maybe where you sell it and how you sell it, it's going to be clear. That's why you don't have to make a mark. So stir up between the Mishnah and the Tosefta. Answer, Hachamayaskinon, when does the Tosefta say that you don't have to mark off with a guy? If the guy is sitting in your store. So then people will realize that the guy is your partner. So you don't have to mark in that case. So the parallel case, right? So that says the Kohen has to mark. So you have to see, he's talking about the same case where the Kohen is sitting in the store. So I might say, so why do you have to mark? The Kohen's also sitting in the store. So to Ari Bisrakazav, and you're going to say, oh, because the Kohen might be a consumer, a buyer. So they're saying about the guy. So again, what's the difference? Why is it that the Tosefta says that by a Kohen you have to mark off, while a guy you don't? So let's try again. The guy is sitting by the cash register. Right? He's sitting on the money chest. So that's why. So if he's sitting on the money chest, they'll realize that he must be a partner. He's not a buyer, because you're not going to put a buyer next to the money chest. So the Fazagari Kohen, the Yazva Kaspasa. Same thing with a Kohen. So what's the difference? Same thing. No, Amri Hamuni Himne. No, they'll say that by the Kohen, he's not really an owner. You're just trusting him to guard the cash register. So Nami Amri Hamuni Himne. So what did they say the same thing about the guy? Ain Emuna Bovikochavim. No, people wouldn't do that with a guy. People would do that with a guy. Rashi quotes, Ein Yisrael regilin l'ha'amin bohem. People don't usually put the Obdei Kochavim as shomrim for their money. So, answer. So what's the case? The case of the Braisa is, why do you not need a shomer there? Because the guy is by the cash register. So he must be an owner, because you wouldn't use him as a shomer. But a Kohen there might be a shomer, so that's why you would have to mark. Answer number one. V'vayaseima, or Stam Obdei Kochavim mif'apai. Or the difference is, because, and Rashi says, we're going back to earlier, really he's in the store. He's not by the cash register. But mif'apai, most Obdei Kochavim, when they're in the store, they're screaming. Where do we have mif'apai? Shifra and Pua. Pua. Bah, they're making a lot of noise. Like they're poes avlad. So mif'apai, they're making a lot of noise, so everybody's going to notice him. The Kohen might be a quiet guy. They're not going to notice him. So that's why if the guy's there, they're going to notice him, and therefore you don't have to be roshim. Mashenke by a Kohen. Fine, period. What about the third case discussed? Amar Mar. When it comes to a carbon that became pasul, and you're selling it, you don't have to mark off that it's Psulei HaMakdashim. Why not? Mamucha Milsa. Why? Because it's clear. It must be that you sell Psulei HaMakdashim in a different way. Or in a different place, and that's why you don't have to make a mark, because everybody's going to know it's Psulei HaMakdashim. Is that true? We learned in Be'ez Hashem in the next Masechta, up on the next Masechta on deck, Mechoros. Psulei HaMakdashim nimkarin be'itliz, v'nishchatim be'itliz, v'nishkalim be'litra. Psulei HaMakdashim are sold and shechted and weighed in the regular case, in the marketplace. So why shouldn't you have to mark off? You'd sell it the same way. So Tirgam Aravada Barava, Kamedra Papa, Ba'os and Hanim Karmasoch Abayis. No, it's only talking about Psulei HaMakdashim that are sold in the house. What are those? Rashi says, based on the Gemara in Bechoros, Bechor and Meiser. There are special psukim that by Bechor and Meiser, you're not allowed to sell in the regular way. You have to sell it at home. Why? Because the profits of selling Bechor and Meiser go to the Kohen. And therefore, we're not worried if you can't make such a profit. We're more worried about kavod of the karbanis. And zilzol, so you sell it at home. But all the other karbanis, the profit goes to the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, the best price can be gotten in the marketplace, not in a private deal at home. That's why we forego the zilzol and say, you know what, sell it in the marketplace. Okay, so that's what the price is talking about. Period. New section. Amar Rav Huna, shutaf berosh, patam analechi. If a Jew has a shutfitz with a coin or a guy, only with the head of the animal, but the rest of the animal belongs to the Jew, so he's pater from lechi, from the cheeks, which are part of the head. Shoot, but the rest he's chayven. Shoot up biyad, pater ben azroa. Shoot up bibnei me'ayin, pater ben akeba. So Rav Huna says you go by each part of the animal. It's a separate section. V'chiyah barav amar, no. It's a one unit. Afil shoot up achas mehen, pater mikulan. Even if you're a shoot up in only one part of the animal, he's pater from all the gifts. Meisvi, is that really true? Says the Tosefta, harosh shalivu kula shalcha. What if a guy says, I'm keeping the head, but the rest of the animal is yours. Even if I'm only keeping one percentage of the head, putter. Putter. What does putter mean? We don't know yet. Or the same case. Hayad shalivu kula shalcha. Afilu echad mimea biyad, putter. B'nei ma'ayim shalivu kula shalcha. Afilu echad mimea biyad, putter. In other words, the Brisa says, if the goy keeps a tiny percentage of one part of the animal, there's a p'tur. So my love, what does putter mean? Doesn't that mean putter min alechi v'chai b'kulon, putter min azor v'chai b'kulon, putter min akiv v'chai b'kulon? Doesn't it mean in all the cases, you're only putter from that section, but you're chayv in the others? Someone says, no. Lo, putter mikulon. No, it could mean you're putter from all. Which is how Chia bar Rav would read it. So when it says, Felicity putter mikulon, so why don't you be more clear? So you're putter from all of them. The Otanya, we also have a Brisa that says the favorish against. Harosh alivu kula shalcha. Avilechan mimea barosh putter min alechi v'chayiv b'kulon. It says a befeirish. So tiyufta, the Reb Chiya Barav tiyufta. So it's a tiyufta on Chiya Barav, because Chiya Barav again says that if the guy owns one percentage of one part of the animal, you're putter from all of them. And Chiya and the Brisa says, no, you're only putter from that section. So the Gemara says, I'm Reb Chista. Reb Chista says, let me explain why he made such a mistake, Chiya Barav. Hamasnisa at isei l'Chiya Barav. The following Brisa messed him up, confused him. Titania, because the Brisa says, Esrim Yarum Matanas Kahuna, and there are 24 Manas Kahuna. The Kula Nitzula Aaron Labanav, Bechalu Pradabis Melach, and they're all given to Aaron Labanav, Klal, the end of Parshas Korach, says, these are the Matanas. Prat lists them off explicitly, and then there's a treaty of Ibris Melach, which Rashi there says, just like Melach is eternal, salt, so too, these Matanas stay with Aaron eternally. Look at Rashi and Parshas Korach, why are these all said there? Rashi gives the mashal. Rashi, based on the fact that Korach just complained against Aaron, Hashem has to reiterate the chosenness of Aaron HaKohen, that's why he lists off all the Manas Kahuna in the second half of Parshas Korach to say, he's my man. He's my man of all of his descendants, get all the matanas. So, it's all listed there. Call Makaimon, Kilo Makiem. Anybody who's Makaim, the matanas, Kilo Kiem, Bechalo Pradibis Melach. Bechalo Over Alein, Kilo Over, Al Bechalo Pradibis Melach. Meaning, if you do them, you're Makaim, an amazing bris. The Miri says a bris chazak. And if not, the Eloin, and what are the 24? Asher B'Mikdash, Abar B'Yushalayim, Asher B'Gvulin, 10, 4, 10. Esser by Mikdash, one of the 10 in the base of Mikdash. We'll just do this and then we'll finish. Chatas, Chatas, Sa'of, Ashem, Vaday, Ashem, Tolu. We had all these carbonas. Zivchi, Shami, Tzibur. That's the carbon Shlomim on Shvuas. Velok, Shemin, Shomit, Sora. Vishtei, Halechem on Shvuas. Velechem, Aparim, every Shabbos. Vishiyari, Menachas. Umin, Chasa, Omer. All of those are the 10 items from the base of Mikdash. Viarba, Yerushalayim, HaBechora. The carbon that's a Bechor. VaHabikurim, VaMurim, and Atoda. What's taken off the Toda? Ume, El Nazir, VaOros, Kachim. And the skins. The Esser Bigvulin, Truma, Trumas Meiser, Chala, Reishas Ageis, next parak, Umatanos, these three, Pidyon Aben, Pidyon Petach Hamor, this sheep, Vistei Achuza, that goes to the Kohen, Vistei Charamim, the Gezal Ger, if you steal from a Ger, Parshas Naso, and the Ger, although no relatives, so you have to go. So that's the Brisa. So what was the mistake? Hu Savar Midikachashav Lula Matanas, Bechada Chadaninu. He felt because the Matanas were only one out of 24, they all go together. If you're Pater from one, you're Pater from all of them. Vilohi Atu Mura Mitoda Veil Nazir, the Kachashav Luka Chadam, Mishun the Chadaninu. Are the Toda and the Nazir two? No. Elkevin the Damila Dadi Chashav Luka Chada. Because they're similar, you put it as one. Hachanami, Kevin the Damila Dadi Chashav Luka Chada. Period. There's no Raya just because it's counted as one of the 24 that they all go together. It could be that you're Pater from one and chayv in the other two. But that's what misled him. Maybe tomorrow we'll talk more about a couple of these items on a list. Okay, we'll stop here. And again, we thank the sponsors, the Michaelson and Kazowski family, in memory of their grandmothers, Leah Bas Yoshua, Rachel Zibar Bas Mordechai, and Shabbat Shalom and Aliyah, and Bez Hashem, we will continue.